Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. And we have a fantastic guest today. It's Jermaine Wynn Jr. of Slippery Rock. So get your popcorn ready. This is a big time playmaker. And he's been doing a lot of positive things for the Rock. They had a fantastic season last year, and they're going to build on that. And if you're familiar with the PSAC, we were speaking with Jermaine as we went live National Signing Day. They've got a fantastic class already, but they kind of improved on what they already had. Well, with that said, Jermaine, welcome to the program. I'm pretty excited today to be at the ROP with all the guys that you guys are bringing in on National Signing Day. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir, bud. I appreciate you having me on. It's crazy at the ROP today. We brought in some great recruits, and I can't wait to get them on campus. Can't wait to get those guys going.
Nice. And how, I mean, spring game, I mean, that's the 24th. How much interaction, you know, before these guys get on, are they already there? I mean, kind of take us through what's it like when these new guys come in.
I think we got 5 transfers coming in as mid-year guys. So those guys, they're already on campus. We've already met them. We've lifted with them, had workouts with them. So, you know, those guys are ready to go. You know, they're ready to start getting into the playbook, so we can get right into spring ball. And we're just hoping our freshmen come in ready to be mentally prepared for the mental part of the game. You know, we know that they're all great athletes. It's going to be all about if they're ready to get adjusted to the system to see if they're ready to play right away.
Excellent. And speaking of great athletes, I mean, there's no doubt about it that you bring a tremendous amount of athleticism to the position. I mean, growing up in Pittsburgh, PA, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, Jermaine, were you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend in Pop Warner?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I sometimes wish I could just go back and relive those days. I was talking to my roommate about that yesterday, actually, and, you know, how much fun we had in Little League, but you know, that's where it all started. I remember going out there Saturday morning. I could hear my mom yelling at the top of her lungs in the stands. You know, I'm running outside zone for touchdowns every time just because I was the fastest kid out there. So, yeah, definitely, man.
I'm curious. So did mom ever get approached by other parents or maybe your other coaches saying, hey, we need to see Jermaine Wynn's birth certificate. There's no way this kid's 6 years old.
Listen, my mom, everyone knew not to approach my mom when I was on the field, so I'm pretty sure no one ever asked her that because she was too fired up. You couldn't really approach her anyway.
Excellent. And kind of sticking with that theme of you way back in the day when you're a young little boy playing the game, who did you imagine you were when you took that, you know, when you took that ball to the left or the right of the field? I mean, who did Jermaine Wynn imagine he was when he had that football in his hand?
Actually, my first favorite player that, you know, that I love, I try to idolize myself after, you know, who I envision myself after as I score touchdowns, it was Antoine Randall-L. You know, I always thought he was just the craziest athlete. He was a Steeler. You know, I'm a huge Steeler fan growing up. And just seeing him return punts and kicks and catch passes and even throw the ball at times, you know, he was the first player that I idolized and wanted to be like.
Nice. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you talk about a guy who was versatile. I mean, Antoine Randall-L, I mean, he could do everything. Once again, Slippery Rock standout receiver Jermaine Wynn Jr., kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little Slippery Rock football. And last year they were part of the PSAC. I mean, the title game, the national semifinals, I mean, you guys had a phenomenal year. I mean, what was it like going through that? And, I mean, Coach Lux, I mean, Roland Rivers, I mean, yourself, I mean, so many accolades to the team. But just kind of take us through last year, and then what is the mindset going into this 2020 season?
Man, it was last year. It was amazing. You know, without a doubt, probably the funnest year that I've played football. The funnest team I've been a part of. The closest team, the brotherhood. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, it doesn't take just talent to be successful in college. You know, you have to have that culture. You got to have that brotherhood. You got to have that foundation set. So, you know, it seemed like every week last week we were doing something. We were creating more history from the school, whether it be, you know, best record in school history, the PSAC championship, getting to the regional finals for the first time, winning the region again to the semifinals for the first time. And, you know, it was a magical season. And, you know, going into 2020, we know that what we did last year is in the past. We embraced what we did last year. You know, we're glad about what happened last year, but we're not satisfied because, you know, ultimately we didn't reach the ultimate goal. And, you know, that was to be national champion. So we're going to carry that chip on our shoulder all off season, going into the summer and, you know, going into next season, and no team's going to want to play us.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the way you guys dominated the PSAC, oh my God, you know, and, you know, folks out there listening, you guys know Western PA, Pennsylvania basically, but, you know, located near Western PA, Slippery Rock is one of the top PSAC teams. And again, really eyeing a big year, especially with this national signing day class that they got. And, you know, Noah Grover, you got Antoine Closter. I mean, a couple quarterbacks going at it. I'm excited to just to kind of, you know, I mean, I know you're going to miss having Roland Rivers there. I mean, you're talking about a phenom.
Oh,
but
yeah,
what's it like just knowing that you're going to have a new guy throwing the ball to you?
I'm excited. You know, Roland Rivers, you know, the other receivers and I, we came to the conclusion, you know, there's no replacing Roland Rivers. You know, he's a special one-of-a-kind athlete. You know, I've seen Roland do some things on the football field that, you know, I've never seen before. And, you know, I was just happy that he was my quarterback and the one making plays for my team. So, you know, but we got two guys coming in. Our mid-year transfer, Noah Grover, he's a beast, man. He's been on campus for about a month now, and I probably get a text message from him every day asking me, you know, let's go throw. And I'm like, Noah, bro, it's 20 degrees and snowing. He's like, I don't care, man. Let's just go throw. And I'm like, all right, man, you got to appreciate it. You got to appreciate a guy that wants to work. So, you got Andrew Kester, who's been a starting quarterback here before. So, you know, it's going to be a fun battle to see, a fun battle to watch. You know, I know they're two great quarterbacks. And, you know, we also got freshmen coming in. So, you know, like I said, I'm eager to see how this QB battle pans out from the spring into fall camp.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, exciting time, especially here at The Rock. I mean, watching you guys go through this progress. Now, going through your numbers last year, I mean, they look like Techno Bowl Madden video game type numbers. I mean, as a receiver playing in that offense, Jermaine, how much fun was it? I mean, like, you know, the Shepherd game, 18 receptions for 229 yards. I mean, a couple touchdowns. I mean, every game was basically, you know, seven or eight receptions, 150
right.
yards and a touchdown, two touchdowns. I mean, but that 18 reception game, I mean, were they even covering you? I mean, how does that even come to be?
They were trying to cover me at least, but you know, we were just taking what the defense gave us. We were taking what the defense gave us that day, and they didn't make really any adjustments to cover our screen game, our quick bubble game. So you know, we lit them up on that. I think I had probably eight of my catches off those bubbles. But you know, this is an extremely fun offense to play in. You know, it's a four vertical offense, so you know, we have a lot of opportunities to run past guys and, you know, catch deep balls. You know, we have a great OC, Adam Neugenbauer. You know, I firmly believe he'll be an NFL offensive coordinator one day, you know, or a head coach at the D1 level. You know, I truly believe that. He's a mastermind. He comes up with so many different plays and concepts for us every week. So, you know, we were always putting something new out there on the field going into each game. You know, no team really game plan for us well until down the stretch. And, you know, I got a great receiver
Definitely.
Coach who coaches us. So, and there's a lot of going to that offense.
Yeah, and your teammate Henry Litwin, the other receiver opposite of you, I mean, you guys and Roland, I mean, you know, a trifecta, just powerhouse, you know, production. You know, what's it like playing opposite of Henry? And I guess, you know, how do you guys, you know, how are you guys alike and how are you guys different on and off the field?
You know, it's the offense that we play in kind of makes it easy for us to play opposite of each other because, you know, like I said, it's an offense all about taking what the defense gives you. So, you know, they want to double team me, you know, go right on ahead because Henry Litwin is going to go for 200 yards. You know, you want to put someone over top of Henry, then, you know, Roland will come to me. So, you know, we just complement off each other and, you know, we kind of benefit off each other having to stop, you know, two main guys. And then our receiving corps goes deeper than just us two. You know, CQ Sweetie, he had 800 yards. Kadir Dixon, he stepped up big time as a freshman. He had about 500 yards receiving. So, you know, just all that stuff makes it easy to play in the offense. And, you know, off the field, me and Henry push each other. You know, from the spring that I got here as a transfer, you know, we were in the same lifting group. We challenged, and it was kind of a competition between the two because we both knew how great we can be. And this was before Henry had any career starts, before I even had 30 catches in the game. So, you know, we believed in each other, and we pushed each other, and we worked hard. And, you know, we just had a great season, and we're looking to build on that.
Nice. And we had him on, I think, a week or so ago, and he was talking about he's focusing on his route running, something he kind of really wants to kind of pay attention to as, you know, he builds towards this next season. Are there any personal things that, you know, I mean, what are some of the things that you're focused on just for Jermaine Wynn Jr. to make yourself the best player you can be?
For this upcoming season, you know, I really want to work on two things that are going to be my main points. And that's my strength and my balance. We'll add a third thing in there. You know, we'll do strength, my balance, and just my field knowledge. You know, strength is one of the most important things out there. You know, I can be fast. You know, I can run it past everyone, but, you know, I need to be able to help my teammates in a run game. You know, I got to go dig out those linebackers. And, you know, for knowledge, I just want to go out there and know what I'm about to run my route against. You know, our offensive coordinator this year did a good job of telling us or teaching us how to recognize coverages and, you know, what to do based on that. So, you know, I just want to keep learning and keep being a student of the game so I can make it easier for me and I could gain that competitive advantage.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jermaine Wynn Jr. from Slippery Rock, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little Slippery Rock football in anticipation for their 2020 season. And that's right around the corner. I mean, we know everything's about to get started. You know, it's so close. And like I think even Henry said, you guys are starting to get back to working out and running. And, you know, obviously you're going to be doing the same thing. Before we let you go, we know you're a busy man. Real quick, we know you had a speech to do. How'd the speech go in class?
It went very well, actually. It wasn't for a class. We have an organization called the Office of Black Excellence. And, you know, basically they have these events during the semester, during the school year. And, you know, since it's Black History Month, they kicked it off with, you know, like a little event just to tell some history about Black History Month. And, you know, I was asked to come in front of the crowd and speak about a time where I felt fully seen as a person. And, you know, I was nervous going up there because I don't do that pretty often. But I wanted to be more than an athlete before I graduated college and, you know, get engaged in some other stuff other than football around campus. So, you know, it was pretty cool to do that.
Nice. So it went well and everybody was appreciative of it?
Yeah, it went really good. It went really good.
Awesome, awesome, man. I like the impact. I like the impact you're making there. How about this one? Before we let you go, we do like to end a couple off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Now, do you dream of playing at the next level? And if you do, I'm sure you do. But do you already have that touchdown dance prepared?
I do dream about playing at the next level, and I probably got like 50 different dances in my head. And when it happens, I'll just have to pick one, the first one that comes to my head.
I love it. How about this one? You played with the Harlan Hill winner and Roland Rivers. Share us one of the funnier stories that you could share publicly, I guess, about Roland that you could share with the audience. I'm sure the Slippery Rock folks would love to hear one too.
Okay. This was this past season against Cal U. Cal U's a tough team. You know, they get after you. They hit hard on defense. And this is less on the funny side, just an experience or a memory I'll always remember. Roland, it was I think the last drive of the game. We had to go down and score because they had just tied it up. and Roland gets tackled, and he gets up, and I'm lining up in a slot, and he's looking at the play. I look down at Roland's arm, and he looked down at his arm. He had a gash, probably it was probably the size of a pencil. That's how big that's how long this gash was, and it was deep. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we stared at each other for about 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Everyone starts calling Roland because he's not paying attention to anything. And I'm like, snap out of it, Roland. Come on, let's go. And he's like, oh, shoot. He snaps out of it, and then he wraps his football talent around it and just calls the next play and finishes the drive, and we win the game.
Wow, that's a great story. Way to go. It was the craziest
scar or whatever or gash I've ever seen on a person's body.
Wow. And he just and didn't even faze him. He just kept going.
It did not. I think he scrambled the next play for 25 yards to put us in field goal range, and then we won the game on the next kick.
Wow. That makes everybody in the locker room go, hey, man, if this is the way the quarterback's going to do it, we all got to step up. But, hey, that's how leaders are made. The final question, we could go with so many different routes, but we're going to go with this route. The score is in 58-15. It's 58-55, and you guys are going to beat Minnesota State. Roland's going to deliver you a pass. You're going to win the game. Jermaine, what pass do you want, and what's your favorite route to do it with?
If Roland were on the phone now, we would probably say the same thing at the same time. And that's the slot they just match me up with. I don't care, a linebacker, safety, nickel corner, and just run a slot fade and let Roland throw his deep ball to me. And, I'll just go run under it.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, best of luck to you guys. I can't wait to see you guys kind of build on what you did last year. And we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Bo. We got big things coming for the Rock next season.
Yes, you do. Once again, Jermaine Wynn Jr., Slippery Rock. I mean, this kid has so much talent, so much ability. And, again, this team is primed. And if you watch them last year, I mean, it's an explosive team. And if you kind of go through the names that they had this today for their National Signing Day, a big running back from Portland State. We know Noah Grover, former North Dakota kid playing QB. A lot of weapons for Coach Sean Lux and those guys to do their thing. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.